Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden inviting you to put your feet up for the next 25 minutes, if you can possibly spare the time amidst all the last-minute preparations, and listen to our pre-Christmas edition of The Organist Entertains. Well, the emphasis this evening is definitely on the party spirit, with plenty of sing-song material along the way, so why not throw caution to the wind and prove to the neighbours once and for all that they really have got a budding Shirley Bassey living next door? Well, look, I'm sure you all know these five Gracie Fields hits, so why not have a go? We'll get William Davis to accompany you on the BBC theatre organ, so you've really no excuse. OK, after three, one, two, three. Heard every word, and thanks to Bill Davis for providing the music. Well, you might have a bit of difficulty singing along with this next piece, but nevertheless I think it's worth including a few minutes of classical music. It comes from Carlo Curley at the fine organ of Leeds Town Hall, and one of Mr. J.S. Bach's chorale preludes. ¶¶ Carlo Curley at Leeds Town Hall. Well, by all accounts, the Bristol Hammond Organ Society concert at the Colston Hall recently was a riotous success. And here's a segment of John Mann's contribution to the occasion, the Beer Barrel Polka and Roll Out the Barrel, played on the Eminent 2000 Electronic. John Mann in lively mood at the Colston Hall, Bristol. Well, I bet it's a bit chilly down in Margate at the moment, and I don't suppose there are many people taking a daily dip. Inside the Dreamland Leisure Centre, however, all is warmth and sunshine. And as a fair amount of theatre going usually takes place around Christmas, here's Tony Savage to play a selection from the musical Annie on the four-manual Compton organ.
Thank you.
Some of the tunes from Annie, played by Tony Savage, on the Dreamland Margate Compton. Well, we were discussing the other day just how descriptive some music can be. I mean, take Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, for instance. It just couldn't be called anything else, could it? John Mann enjoying a crisp late-evening sleigh ride at the reins of the eminent 2000 Electronic. Well, before we finish, time to give those vocal cords another airing as we go over to the Tower Ballroom Blackpool to join the Capacity audience and your host at the famous Mighty Wurlitzer, Phil Kelsall.
Thank you.
Phil Kelsall at the organ of the Tower Ballroom Blackpool, and a crowd of happy holidaymakers, once affectionately known, of course, as Reg's Choir, in the days when our good friend Mr. Blackpool reigned supreme at this world-famous console. Well, I'm afraid that's just about all for this week. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed the music. Next week's programme comes from our Playhouse Theatre before an invited audience and features Robert Wolfe at the BBC Theatre Organ and Mark Shakespeare on Verzi Electronic. But between now and then, on behalf of all of us here, that's producer Peter Pilbeam, Secretary Pam, and the lads on the technical team, this is Nigel Ogden wishing you all a very happy and peaceful Christmas. Bye-bye.